Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to the show today, Levi Carey, Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation. Levi, it's been a minute since we talked to you.
Yeah, it has, but we've had a lot of exciting things going on, so it's great to be back and talk about everything we're doing at the foundation.
Lots going on. Let's start here with scholarships, schools getting out. A big thing that the foundation does here is support healthcare careers and students interested in healthcare. So what do we have going on for scholarships this year?
Well, yeah, we do three different scholarships at the foundation. We do the commitment scholarship, the interest scholarship, and the helping hand scholarship. So the Commitment Scholarship is a scholarship we offer to local students who are going into healthcare, who are interested in coming back to the community and practicing. So we, this year, we have six recipients of the Commitment Scholarship, and we're really excited about all six of them. We're giving out a total of $49,000 to those students, and we've got four nursing students, a rad tech student, and then a respiratory therapy student. So we've got some good variety there, but we've got four nursing students, which we're really excited about. So
yeah, that is wonderful. Other scholarships, what are those about?
Yeah, so we also have the interest scholarship, and the interest scholarship is healthcare based scholarships, and it's students who are pursuing healthcare related fields maybe aren't quite ready to return to Huron, or to at least to make the commitment to return to Huron. We sure hope that they do, but we gave out a total of 9,500 to 29 students through the interest scholarship. So we've got students from Huron, we've got students from Wessington Springs, Wessington, Woolsey, Iroquois. So we've got a great mix of students from the area that going into the medical field. So,
and then we have kind of a fund here supported by employees.
Are invited to contribute to the fund, and the fund does some other things too, kind of a crisis fund, and there's some employee events, and then employees can submit ideas for what those dollars can be used for to improve both the employee experience and the patient experience at HRMC. But one of the big things that Helping Hands does is provide scholarships to employees and the children of employees. This scholarship, doesn't necessarily need to be a healthcare field that these students are going into, but they just need to be an employee or the child of an employee. So this year we've got 17 recipients of our Helping Hands scholarship, and we're giving out a total of $8,500. So I'm really excited about that, to provide that opportunity for our family here at HRMC.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so when we talk about that Helping Hands committee, we're taking a slight turn with that this year and offering our employees an opportunity to support something that has been a focal point of the foundation recently. So the dialysis capital campaign and the dialysis expansion here. You want to talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in the process. The hospital is moving the dialysis unit from the first floor of the main tower to the old women's health building. So that is actually scheduled to open here before the end of June. So making great progress on that. And basically we're expanding the dialysis unit from 7 chairs to 12 chairs, which is gonna allow us to increase the number of patients that can be treated, that can receive dialysis service on a weekly basis, from 21 to 36. So it's going to be a first-class, state-of-the-art facility. So, with our annual Helping Hands campaign, we're still giving employees the opportunity to donate to that fund, but we're also inviting them to donate to the dialysis capital campaign as well. So the total cost on that project is $2.45 million, and the foundation is working on raising half of that amount. So we've got a goal of $1.2 million, and we're at about the $450,000 mark now. So response has been great in the community. We've had some extremely generous donations. And we're continuing to work on that. So we're actually just providing root beer floats for opportunities for employees today, and inviting them to go tour the new unit. So.
Yeah, so speaking of touring the new unit, we're giving our employees kind of that first peek at that new space, because we've been talking about it here at HRMC for quite a long time. We've also been talking about it in the public, and before we open that up to patients, we are going to offer an opportunity for the public to come in and view that space that we've been talking about and that people have so graciously donated to. So what are the details on that event that we're going to be holding?
Yeah, so on Tuesday, June 6th, so just a couple weeks away here, from 4:30 to 6:30, we are holding the open house at the new dialysis unit. So we're going to have refreshments, we're going to be doing tours, we're going to have door prizes as well. The committee that's spearheading the fundraising effort is going to be there, and so we really invite the public to come check out the new unit and see what we've been working on.
Yes, absolutely. We're pretty excited about that. And then, so as we talk about June and rolling forward, it's getting really nice out. We are looking forward to the golf season.
Yeah.
So we have several golf tournaments that benefit and the HRMC Foundation to support the mission there. What's coming up for golf?
Well, we've got two tournaments in June that go to benefit funds or endowments at the HRMC Foundation. So the first one is the Bob Meyer Classic, which is on June 4th at the Huron Country Club. Proceeds for that go to the Bob Meyer Fund, which supports PSA screenings, prostate screenings for men in our community. So again, that one's on June 4th at the Huron Country Club. We've also got on June 14th, we've got Golfing for a Cause, which is a scramble at Broadland Creek Golf Course that goes to support our We've Got You Covered Fund. And the We've Got You Covered Fund goes to provide free mammograms for women in our community who maybe are otherwise unable to afford them. So we've got two fun, exciting tournaments coming up in June here. So if you're interested in playing in either, you can give us a call here at the foundation, and we'll get you in touch with the right people. So the foundation office is 605-353-6315. We'd love to have you out there, so give us a call.
Well, Levi, thanks for hanging out today and explaining all of these fun things that are happening with the foundation and all of the great things that the foundation does for our healthcare here in our community.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.